Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps. The Securities and Exchange Commission recently released its final emissions reporting rule without Scope 3 requirements. Chad Smith has more on the good news for U.S. agriculture.
The SEC's final climate disclosure rule doesn't contain Scope 3, which would have seriously burdened U.S. farmers and ranchers. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for Litigation and Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau, says the final rule is notable for what it does not include.
What it does not look like is the way the proposal was 2 years ago, which would have included Scope 3. Scope 3 would have required public companies to report on the greenhouse gas emissions of their supply chain, meaning that farmers would potentially have to be tracking all their emissions constantly. And anytime you sell a bushel of corn, you'd have to say these are how much of seven different types of greenhouse gases were emitted for every bushel I am selling.
The final rule means Scope 3 is off the table for now everywhere except California.
This is a final rule. 2 years ago, the Securities and Exchange Commission put out their proposal, which included Scope 3, and this final rule has fully eliminated it, which we are incredibly excited and thankful for. In terms of what comes next, California recently passed a rule that would also require the disclosure of Scope 3 for anyone doing business in California. We also have sued California over this as well.
The Scope 3 victory is a result of hard work done by both the Farm Bureau and its grassroots members across the country.
This is an example of how well Farm Bureau works when it works together. It's advocacy, it's grassroots. We had our members send 20,000 messages, SEC and Capitol Hill, explaining to them how this could really hurt them. All those things together helped create this result.
Chad Smith, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.